Okay. Good afternoon, all. So we'll just do some Mishnayos now, since we did not have the opportunity to do them this morning. So we're up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Hey over here. So that's chapter 2, Mishnah 5. So the Mishnah now takes a shift to discuss what are the things that I can use to fulfill my obligation of eating matzah, and what are the things that I can use to fulfill my obligation of eating maror. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. So, these are the things that a person can use to fulfill his obligation on Pesach, and you'll see in a second that the Mishnah is obviously talking about matzah. Bachitim, you could use wheat, basorim, barley, bakusmin, spelt, uvashifon, rye, uvashibol, shual, which is some sort of an oat. See, all these things you are allowed to use to make your matzah on Pesach. And now, using any of these materials under the following categories, you can use them. So, you can use demai, which is as we've spoken about before, is some sort of a produce that's in doubt whether or not the trumos and maestros have been taken out from it. So you can use demai for this, since it can be eaten by someone who is poor. So you can do it for this situation as well. So you can use maiserishon that has had its trumas meiser separated from it, which can again be eaten by anyone. Meiser sheni v'hekdish sheniftu, and meiser sheni, and send anything that was consecrated, as long as these things were redeemed. That is, the money was brought to Yerushalayim, but the food itself now is okay, so you can use that as well. V'kohanim b'chalu v'shruma, and kohanim are allowed to fulfill their obligation of eating matzah with either chala or truma, because they are allowed to eat any of these items. Obviously, if you are not a kohen, you can't use these things. Aval lo v'tevel, you can't use tevel, right, which is something which is a produce that for sure is something that has not had its truma. Maestro is taken out of it. V'lo b'maiser rishon shelo nitla trumaso, nor can you use maiser rishon that has not had its truma separated from it. V'lo b'maiser sheni v'hekdish shelo niftu, nor can you use maiser sheni and hekdish, again, something that was consecrated. You can't use these things as long as they were not redeemed for the money wasn't traded in for their value, for their consecration. Then the Mishnah then says further, chalos todah. Let's say regarding the matzah loaves that were used for the Thanksgiving offering, rikike nazir, and these some sort of a matzah wafers that were used along with the sacrifice that the nazir used to bring. Asan latzmo, if a person, let's say he made them for himself, can he then use these to fulfill his obligation for matzah on Pesach? So says the Mishnah, ein yotzin vahen. If it's a regular situation where he used them for the sacrifice, but then decided just not to use them and to use them instead for matzah, then he cannot use these to fulfill his obligation of matzah on Pesach. Asan limkor bashuf, but let's say he made them to sell in the marketplace, and whatever he had left over, he was planning on using for the mitzvah of matzah. In that case, yotzin bahen, he is able to use whatever he has to fulfill his obligation of matzah. So that's with regards to matzah. Mishnah Vav now talks about maror. So the il yorakul she'adam yotzei bahen yidei chobaso b'pesach. These are the vegetables that a person can use to fulfill his obligation of the mitzvah of maror, eating maror on Pesach. Bachazeris, you can use lettuce. Uba ulshin, you could use endives. Uba tamcha, you can use tamcha. It's some sort of a horseradish, it would seem. Uba charchavina, you can use charchavina, which is again some sort of a thorny plant, evidently, that used to be used back in the day. Uba maror, or you could even use maror. So obviously, you can use maror to fulfill the obligation of maror. So what the Mishnah is referring to over here seems to be that there was some sort of a coriander seed or something like coriander plant that used to be very bitter, and so that you can also use, it seems to also be called maror. You were able to use that to fulfill your obligation. Then says the Mishnah, Yotzin bahen bein lachen bein yivashin, you can use them whether or not they are moist or they're dried out. Aval lo kivushin v'lo shlukin v'lo milushal, and you cannot use them if they are pickled or if they're stewed, which means like very, very well cooked, or even just kind of cooked normally. In any of these situations, you cannot use it. Umitzarfin l'kazayas, and you can they kind of combine to make up the olives volume that you need to fulfill your obligation. So let's say you have a half a kazayas of lettuce and a half a kazayas of one of these other things. So as long as you have a full kazayas of these two things together, you can use that to fulfill your obligation. And finally, you can fulfill their obligation with the actual stalks of the produce. With demai, you can fulfill your obligation with these vegetables from demai. With maaser rishon shenitla truma, so just like with matzah, you can also fulfill your obligation with maaser rishon whose truma was separated. With maaser sheni v'hekdish sheniftu, and as long as you have maaser sheni and any other sort of hekdish that were redeemed for their value, then in all these situations you can use all of those vegetables to fulfill your maror obligation on Pesach. Okay, so we'll stop right here. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Zion.